I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Three Tuscaloosa police officers are on paid leave following a videotaped incident that went viral on the internet. According to APR's Pat Duggins, even Police Chief Steven Anderson admits he was disturbed by it.
The graphic video shot from inside a Tuscaloosa apartment shows local police officers pushing their way inside and pulling two University of Alabama students out. A taser and a nightstick are seen as the officers forcibly subdue and arrest the young man and woman. Tuscaloosa Police Chief Steven Anderson says the images left him with some questions.
And I wonder in myself, as a leader, have I failed my department in some type of way? Have I not provided them with the adequate training that they need?
The Tuscaloosa officers have been on the force from 2 to 12 years. Three students were arrested and charged with harassment, obstructing justice, and resisting arrest. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
The Alabama Supreme Court has blocked a judge's order directing the state to return seized gambling machines to Victory Land Casino. Yesterday, the judges granted a stay requested by the Alabama Attorney General's office. The order came a week ahead of the judge's deadline to return the devices. The Attorney General's office seized over 1,600 electronic bingo machines and $260,000 in cash during a 2013 raid at Victory Land. Montgomery Circuit Judge William Shashi dismissed the case and ordered the state to return the machines by November 16th. He said it was unfair to close one casino when others remained open. Eight of the nine Supreme Court justices agreed to stay the order as the state appeals the dismissal. The state has been in a long-running legal battle over the gambling machines, which resemble slot machines. After getting the biggest win of the season over LSU, AP number 3 Alabama has its sights set on Mississippi State in Starkville this weekend. The Crimson Tide sits atop the SEC West at 8-1 and controls its own destiny to get to the SEC championship. Coach Nick Saban says while the 30-16 win over the Tigers is nice, it's time to focus for Saturday's game against the Bulldogs.
You know, anytime you have an emotional win, you got to get your team to respond the right way and make sure that they're focused on what they need to do to play just as well the next week or better against a very good Mississippi State team that's ranked and is a very, very, very good team.
Up next are the 20th-ranked Bulldogs. They have one of the best quarterbacks in the nation in senior Dak Prescott. Kickoff is set for 2:30 p.m. The game will be televised on CBS. And Auburn University officials say a survivor of the September 11th terrorist attacks in New York City is expected to dedicate a piece of steel from Ground Zero to the school. Officials say Will Jimeno is scheduled to visit Friday and dedicate a piece of steel from the World Trade Center to the Auburn University Veterans Resource Center. Officials say Jimeno's visit is part of a series of events this week honoring veterans. He'll also be honored the school's home football game against Georgia on Saturday. Now your forecast.
After a cool and gloomy start to our Tuesday, gets warmer this afternoon. A return of sunshine will top out in the low 70s tonight. Clear and not as cool, but still fairly cool. Overnight lows on average near 50. Mostly sunny on Wednesday, becoming partly cloudy late in the day. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.